Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, for months, gym owners have tried to convince Governor Murphy to allow them to reopen. Well, they'll finally get their wish starting September 1st. WCBS reporter Kevin Rincon is on the newsline now. And Kevin, what kind of changes can we expect when gyms do reopen in New Jersey?
Well, Linda, nothing too complicated, to be honest, of what's become this new normal. 25% capacity. Machines will need to be 6 feet apart. The state will require gyms to have sign-up sheets so they know exactly who's showing up and when. That effort to ensure contact tracing can be done should anyone get sick. Remember, the reason Governor Murphy was so reluctant to open up gyms is because he felt the risk was too great. He also set guidelines for classes, so you'll be able to have one person for every 200 square feet inside an indoor facility. Again, the goal there to minimize any sort of gatherings in that tight space.
Well, did the governor have any sort of message for gym owners today?
Well, the message in many ways was a thank you. He says it wasn't easy, but says for the most part, gym owners worked with the state to get this right. They shut their doors in mid-March. Says there were, in his words, some knuckleheads along the way who tried to grab headlines in their defiance, but says that was the exception, not the norm. He also attributed their sacrifice in terms of lost revenues and business to the decline in COVID-19 cases across the state.
And it's not just gyms. The governor also announced some other reopenings that are coming down the line.
That's right. As part of this executive order, the governor announced today indoor amusement parks will be allowed to reopen September 1st, which includes American Dream. That was only opened up for a few months before the pandemic hit. And in fact, a few moments ago, I got an email from them saying their indoor ski slope will be ready to go September 1st. The restrictions for them and other indoor amusement parks, 25% capacity, face masks, social distancing, that sort of thing. Also worth noting, Linda, we could see a decision sooner rather than later on indoor dining. There had been reports of a mid-September goal, of a date of mid-September. The governor, in many ways, didn't confirm nor deny that. So just another thing to be on the lookout for as we continue to see more and more reopenings.
And our WCBS reporter, Kevin Rincon, will continue to keep an eye on this.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.